This morning's reflection comes from the poet Mary Oliver. In light of beginning writing in the context of the Dhamma practice, or maybe Dhamma practice in the context of writing. So, two Mary Oliver poems. The first one she calls Fox. You don't ever know where a sentence will take you, depending on its roll and fold. I was walking over the dunes when I saw the red fox asleep under the green branch of the pine. It flared up in the sweet order of its being, the tail that was over the muzzle lifting in airy amazement, and the fire of the eyes followed, and the pricked ears, and the thin barrel body, and the four athletic legs in their black stockings. And it came to me how the polish of the world changes everything. I was hot, I was cold, I was almost dead of delight. Of course, the mind keeps cool in its hidden palace. Yes, the mind takes a long time, is otherwise occupied than by happiness and deep breathing. Still, at last, it comes to, running like a wild thing, to be taken with its twin sister, breath. So I stood on the pale peach-colored sand, watching the fox as it opened like a flower. And I began softly to pick among the vast assortment of words that it should run again and again across the page, that you again and again should shiver with praise. And the second poem by Mary Oliver, this one she calls Look Again. What you have never noticed about the toad probably is that his tongue is attached not to the back of his mouth, but the front. How far it extends when the fly hesitates on a near enough leaf. Or that his front feet, which are sometimes padded, hold three nimble digits. Had anyone a piano small enough, I think the toad could learn to play something, a little Mozart maybe, inside the cool cellar of the sandy hill. And if the eyes bulge, they have gold rims. And if the smile is wide, it never fails. And the warts, the delicate uplifts of dust-colored skin, are neither random nor suggestive of color, but rather are little streams of jewelry in patterns of espousal and pleasure, running up and down their thin, crooked backs, sweet and alive in the sun.